There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Lions, obviously the story. And we've tried to put into context what we've watched the last 6 weeks. And it's a fun conversation. I think, first of all, look, you've just got to arrive at a place. If you don't believe they're capable of winning the Super Bowl, I can't help you. And you know my one misgiving is only because Aiden died. I picked them to win the damn thing preseason. I'm pretty sure they're going to make a move between now and tomorrow at this time. But how well are they playing? Here's how well. Gibbs is averaging an obscene 6.4 yards a carry, leads the NFL. Jared Goff, his last 30 targets to Amon-Ra St. Brown, 30 completions. Unheard of. Never has that been done. Goff in his last six, 80.4 completion rate, 140 QBR. The best six-game stretch in the history of the league. I mean, even the last 2 weeks, you're outgained 827 yards to 486, but you've outscored your opponents by essentially 50 points, 48 points. Look, you're winning games by just a shade under 16 a game. If you think that's going to continue, then here contextually is who you're with. The 07 Patriots, who are beating people by almost 20 a game. The 99 Rams, the 2000 Ravens, and the 85 Bears. There you go. If you think this is going to keep up where you're not just beating teams, you are destroying them. Oh, and by the way, we haven't seen an against-the-spread run like this since cheating Michigan. 40 and 15, their last 55 games. Dan Campbell cares about the fans. 40 and 15 against the number. So I had asked the question, and Rico, you said it best. If this keeps up, you're going to be a team that people talk about 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
That it'll be 85 Bears, it would be 99 Rams, 2000 Ravens, 07 Pats, the 24 Lions.
Yeah, I mean, but think about that, Mike. What, you're looking at almost 40 years. We still can say 85 Bears, and anybody who knows football knows the context of that. That will be you that 30 years from now, remember the 24 Lions and how they just destroy people. I mean, you're on pace for greatest show on turf.
Right.
Think about that.
99 like, Rams, 07 Pats. Those are the teams in the modern era of football who are the only two in the last 25 years. Only two in the last 30-some-odd years that even rated in the top 12 of all-time scoring margins over the course of a season. So I want to know if you think that's going to keep up. We can get to the people. We'll do ticket text later in the hour. And we'll talk about the Brian Branch thing in the 4 o'clock. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Rico has also figured out who Cheese Grater guy was.
Yeah.
He's an American hero. Tremendous.
I mean, but
I don't even like dress-up NFL guy, but that guy gets a pass. That was funny and creative.
No, he does. But going back to your Lions and being historically good, Mike, and we could do in the prop bet casino over under Goff incomplete passes at 6.5, and he goes under?
Friday on the picks, you will not list Lions -3.5 at Houston. It'll be alt line, Lions -9.5. We're only doing alt lines moving forward. It's ridiculous. What they're doing is ridiculous in all the best ways. And I think the biggest thing I take out of yesterday, outside, bad weather, win. Kind of needed to check that box. It may not come into play. You may have home field, but I'll tell you, that weather was way worse than what the forecast even indicated. Way worse.
Yeah.
And you won. And you again, you didn't have six drops. The Pack did. You didn't have nine penalties. The Pack did. You didn't miss a field goal. The Pack did. You didn't have three bad snaps. The Pack did. You didn't throw a brain-dead interception. They did. You are the tightest run operation in the sport. It's a credit to Campbell. And certainly Brad Holmes for providing players who have functioning brain matter. Because I watch more NFL than I care to admit. The amount of stupid stuff I see. You know where I don't see it? Your games. Mm-hmm. It matters, guys. So, no, I'm not crowning them on November 4th. But if you wanted to put context to what we're watching, there it is. You do what you want with it. You ready to go to the people?
Let's go.
I almost dropped my water bottle. Let's go to Randy, 97.1. Randy, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I was calling again to go way back to when I first called and was on hold about this pass rush situation that we found ourselves in. I just want to know from you guys, is it feasible to go more or less with the low-hanging fruit, pick up Za'Darius Smith and possibly Chase Young from New Orleans? That way we bolster our depth in the –
yes.
And then we wait, you know.
Yeah. I think if you made those two moves, I would stand and applaud. And again, Chase Young, I don't even know if they like the player. And it's irrelevant. I mean, if you got him, I wouldn't be mad. I'm not pining for him.
Right.
But Za'Darius Smith fits what you're trying to do here. Yes, I would have full confidence and go, yep, we're winning the Super Bowl. Let's go.
That way you're not selling your future, and you're looking – I know you wanted to just say the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Done. You bring those guys in, I 100%. Believe it's done. And then next year you pair Chase Young with Hutchinson.
Well, he's not signed. Chase is on a one-year prove-it deal, just FYI.
And you're not – mortgaging the future.
Yeah, Randy, I'm with you. That would be the move. And again, Adam Schefter says, yeah, I think there's the Lions and Browns will come to an agreement. They'll figure it out. They better. I mean, what excuse could you offer right now? This team is, so, you know, it's the first time they won six games in a row since 1995.
Yeah.
Like, you're all in whether you want to be or not. So let's go. You must acquire a pass rusher because, guys, you have no pass rush.
Yeah,
Jordan Love was – Lieutenant Dan has more mobility, and you couldn't get to him. You have new legs.
These are facts. Yeah, they did that stat during the show of, historically speaking, the Lions and the amount of wins that they've had. And you just – when you see the years, it's like, wow. So, you know what? Maybe they will become historically good, but right now they're on pace for that.
They are.
They can do no wrong, and even when you lose a player – like Branch, didn't matter.
No. It's, again, they are the most tightly run operation in all three phases. I can't come up with another team like them. I can't. Even yesterday, you could have lined up Jack Fox in Lake Michigan, and he'd flip the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have every piece. And for all the consternation about kicker this summer, all Jake Bates has done is be perfect.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah. Jack Fox on a unicycle.
Now, flip the field. Done. Jack Fox, Battleship. Done. No problem. Let's go to Brian, 97.1. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, you like kind of start something. You got to get Cheese Grater guy in the air. That was cracking me up.
Dude, that guy.
I'm normally not a dress up.
No.
Like, in football, but that was, I legitimately laughed when I saw that.
Yeah,
that was
like if you know that guy, buy him a drink. That was actually creative and relevant and funny. That was really
like
well
somebody
done.
Somebody out there that's listening got to know him, right? Like all the listeners, somebody has got to know that guy. Can
that
we get him to call in? Can we start a campaign?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I won't put his whole name out there, but it's David. So there you go.
There we go. Come on, let's get him in there. Come on, we got to do something. Like we got to recognize greatness when we see it.
He's an American hero. So what do you got about the team and what we've watched and kind of the context we've provided?
Look, first of all, sit back and enjoy. It's been awesome. But when you just look at history and statistics and how water typically finds its level, No, I don't think that it's sustainable that they keep just dropping bombs like this. Because, like you said, if that happens, this is what I. What if I told you that's 30 for 30 stuff? Like, but the other reason too is you got to remember that a couple of the teams that they've played look like they might be two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Correct.
I mean, the Titans are awful, beyond awful, and the Cowboys look really awful. And that was a we're out for blood game as well. So, mm-hmm. like, you got to factor that in. Now, do I think that they're going to keep winning? Yeah, I do. But like you've said repeatedly, you typically don't drop bombs on teams in the NFL unless they're awful. It just doesn't happen. It's games are so tightly matched. But I will say, yesterday might have been the best game I've seen them play,
mm-hmm.
period, in my short time on this planet. Like, it's just all phases of the game, they played great. They weren't fazed. They didn't let the weather get to them. That was just an unbelievably well-played game. You know, Branch goes out. They said, okay, we don't care. Kirby will take one to the house. It's just that was the most impressed I've been probably watching this team in my life.
Brian, this team looks
–
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you said, am I going to say they're going to win the Super Bowl? You know, Mike, I know you said, yeah, you're picking them. I don't like to do the Super Bowl pick thing simply because when you're in a single elimination tournament in the NFL, everyone is so good. Something crazy can happen. I like to say, do I think that they're poised to make a deep playoff run? Yes. That's where I go with that.
Now, do you believe by tomorrow, do you believe by this time tomorrow we've acquired a pass rusher?
I think that he's here getting a physical.
Yes.
Like that's, yeah. I was talking to my guy that yes. I know who's a big Browns fan that I was talking to. And, I mean, look, you want to put stock into the whole, like, I'm sure you saw Instagram, the picture of him wearing blue and everything like that. I think he's here. I think the deal is done. Schefter doesn't really put stuff out there unless there's something to it.
That's right.
Generally speaking.
You want something else?
He just doesn't.
I'll give you one more thing. He played a season-low snaps yesterday, 28 snaps.
And he mysteriously missed practice the other day. There's too many coincidences. I think the deal's done. I think they're just – look, I don't know how trades get executed and the X's and O's and all the nuts and bolts and the paperwork and everything behind the – I don't know how all that quite works. None of us really do unless you work in an NFL front office. But I think that whatever gears need to be turned and levers need to be pulled and I's need to be dotted and T's need to be crossed, I believe that's what's going on right now.
Yep.
I think he's physically in Michigan probably right now, if I had to just throw a wild
I love it.
Man, I hope so, Brian, because I don't want the Browns to be out there trying to drive up the price and saying, hey, you know, he's headed to the Lions. Wait, what? How much?
I think the Browns are still trying to figure out if their safeties were on the take yesterday. The first two, did you see those two Herbert touchdown passes in the first? Like, Jim Schwartz was standing there like, why are we even here? No one covering anyone. One of them was on a 3rd and 21. And Josh Palmer's standing in the end zone, shining his chandelier. I'm like, okay then. It's going to be a long day for the Browns.
Facts.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in the mix. Lions, the historical context of what you're watching. Do you believe it's sustainable? And obviously, if you don't want to say Super Bowl, it's your prerogative. I'm not mad at you. I said it preseason. What the hell am I going to do now?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, David, ticket text. Get back to the people in a second. Asking what I think is something no one has asked, doing it a different way, because what I didn't want to do to you guys today was just get on the air like Chris Farley in SNL and, hey, you remember that time? That was great. We can do better than that. And I think we have. Contextually, the last 6 weeks, you go down as one of the all-time great teams if you think this is actually how it's going to go the rest of the season. It doesn't shake. Look, as long as they get a pass rusher, I stick with it. You're winning the Super Bowl. I said it preseason. I'm not changing now. But if you don't get a pass rusher, yeah, I'm gonna be pissed. There's no excuse. You're all in. You're the best team in football. Address the need, and let's go win this damn thing. David, go ahead.
This team is special. Everyone is locked in, and this team is loaded. Yes, it will continue. Team is consistent on all three phases, kicker, reliable wide receivers, and a quarterback that is playing out of his mind right now.
David, should I throw in, will this continue is not winning? None of us doubt the winning. It's winning by 17 a game on average. I'm not going to say that's going to continue.
Lions are due for a clunker of a game, but I'm all in. They'll overcome the weaknesses and go for the gold. They'll make it to the Super Bowl, then all bets are off.
Oh, you chicken bleep. Oh, they'll make it. No. Say they'll win it.
Well, yeah.
You spineless jellyfish.
Because there was the previous caller was like, I think they'll make a deep run. If they make a deep run and lose.
Yeah, here's the response from the city.
This season will be a waste. I hate to put it that way. You will go into a deep depression because you didn't achieve your ultimate
goal. As the groundskeeper said in Major League, you have no marbles. What is wrong with you people? You say, oh, it'll continue. They'll keep winning by 17 per. Then just believe. Open your heart to love. Like, you just have to be willing to get hurt in this. You got the best team in football. Say you're winning the Super Bowl and let's go do the damn thing.
I never thought in my life I would see the Lions be this amazing. Don't think they keep this up, but I do believe they will play great. Someone says, the Lions didn't look that good yesterday to me because I looked at the defense and they could not sack the quarterback. That's a problem.
Gotta get a pass rusher or two. It is why it's relevant, because you're watching the actual game. You're not going to get this done getting no pressure on quarterback, especially one who had one leg. Oh, but we pressured about the interception. It was a screenplay, dummy.
That means they're allowing the pressure in, right?
Correct.
I just wanted to
make sure. MSU fans get confused.
That's how
every play looks like a screenplay.
Things happen, Mike.
No.
Let it go.
Tell you one thing. You know what Cignetti's up to.
He moved on. He's got a new team to face this week.
He re-rolled David, into East Lansing and beat the brakes off.
It's headed my way, is what you're saying.
Looking at you, yes.
Whoa. Let's go to the people.
And you have to go to Bloomington. He's got candles lit.
Let's go to David, 97.1. David, what's going on, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's I am a cheese grater guy.
No. Oh, this is, David, I have to tell you, first of all, are you from the local area?
I grew up in Canton, but I live in the UP now.
Okay. All right, David, I just have to tell you, I normally hate adults who play dress up at NFL games, but I said this, I go, that was legitimately laugh out loud funny. And the most creative thing I've ever seen is the cheese grater on your head in front of all these miserable, soaking wet Packer fans. That was fabulous.
Yeah. David, did you just wake up and say, you know what? I need a cheese grater to complete my ensemble.
I've actually had it for 10 years. As a Bears fan, I think, started it. It's a company called Graterhead, but I don't think they're around anymore. So I've been wearing it to Packer Lions games for the last 10 years.
Oh, it's fantastic. Now, how did you know we were talking about you?
My mentions are blowing up.
Oh, I'd like to apologize to you. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not just you. They've been blowing up all day.
Oh, that's great. Now, David, honestly, now let me ask you the question. Okay, so what we've talked about is the Lions over the last 6 weeks, 6 wins. They haven't done that in 30 years. They're destroying teams by almost 20 a game. For context, David, the only other teams that have displayed that dominance over a season, the 07 Patriots, the 99 Greatest Show on Turf Rams. Do you believe this will continue?
I mean, not to this extent, I don't think, but, you know, they're going to keep winning.
And do you believe by tomorrow at this time, David, while wearing your cheese grater, we have traded for a pass rusher? Yes or no?
I hope so.
Me too. Well, David, you brought joy to my day, and I hope you've thought. I hope you've thawed out after that awful weather. But thank you for the laugh; it was tremendous.
Yeah, you bet.
It was fantastic. I love it. Poor guy, I feel terrible now. We mentioned it, and the poor guy's phone is blown up. I didn't mean for that to happen. I thought it'd be like a buddy, but I always forget the social media thing. You're connected to the world.
Really? You just realize this?
Hey,
welcome to 2020.
Well, I lose sight of it because I'm not on it. And then it's like I say something. I'll tell you what,
Kenny. Hey, what's your favorite holiday? Is it Thanksgiving?
I could post about a cheese sandwich and the three replies, Thanksgiving, hashtag Thanksgiving, retweet Thanksgiving.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
It's become like a cult phenomenon.
But you guys know what it is we do the show together every day. The show doesn't extend in my brain beyond these walls. Mm-hmm. This is just us doing what we do, and you invite the callers in and you go. You lose sight of the reach.
Brother, I am waiting for the class action lawsuit that the people are going to have for me for ruining college sports.
That's not going to happen.
You want to bet? Do you realize how many times? And this is all your fault. You ruined this.
It kind of is. So they sue for NIL and then put RICO in the suit.
Right, what?
R.L. Beard.
Yeah, you got to be in 36 district court.
I will say that we're going to get to it tomorrow because today's a Lions Day. Your homework assignment is going to be who's any good? I don't know who's any good in college football. The product's pretty bad.
Funny you said that.
Yeah, I know who's not good.
No, it's funny you said that. We may be tackling that issue shortly.
Oh, tremendous. All right, let's go back to the people. I'm just pumped cheese grater guy called in. Let's go to Parker, 97.1. Parker, what's going on?
Hey, Parker, what's going on? How are you doing?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I think that there's a lot of negativity going on. We did just get this win. It's Victory Monday. And I've been hearing people talking about, I don't know. What I know is this. We're running it. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl. I'm confident. We're winning. Let's go. And RICO, by the way, not coming for your throat, like Mike said, but the NFC being trash, that's on them. That's not our problem. We're going to win that too.
It's not your problem.
No, it's not.
We're just identifying reality. Like, you have by far and away the best team. Let's get a pass rusher and go win the damn thing.
Let's get one then. Or if not, let's run with what we have. We have the best players in the league. We got Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'll take him over anybody. We got Jahmyr Gibbs. We got Jared Goff. We got David Montgomery. I'll take these guys at their position over anybody in the league. Let's go.
So, Parker, they don't make a trade. You're okay with that?
Hey, if we get one, that's cool. If not, staying with Dan Campbell and staying with Brad Holmes. I respect their decisions. I respect the choices that they make. Let's go.
Okay. The takeaway from that call is let's go. I'm not going to argue. Parker's
loser.
Stop that. David, on a Victory Monday. You stop it right now.
Sorry,
and you're supposed to be, hey, look at me. I'm a Christian. You can't treat people that way.
I could treat him that way.
Just like what you did to me Saturday night. And I go, oh, really? What Bible verse is that?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I was miserable, man. We lost, okay?
I decided to just go ahead and hopped out of that text.
Michigan lost. I was miserable.
All I texted was cockaboos. This place is great. And you're like,
it's early.
F you. I hate them all. Like, oh, real nice, David. And then he attributed it to Corinthians.
All right.
What a disgrace. We'll get back with the people in a moment. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything? Really, it's just us giving you some data from the last 6 weeks. And do you believe this team will just continue, not just winning, hitting teams with garbage cans? Some form of Kenny wrestling montage. There's only a couple teams in modern football that have managed to win football games on an average of more than 14 a game. Okay, it's the Pats in 07. It's the Rams in 99. Ravens 2000.
Yeah.
But they won a different way. They just beat you 14-0.
Right.
It looked a little different. All right, to the people. Are the Lions this good where you are just going to win every game by double figures? Your comps, the 07 Patriots, the 99 greatest show on turf Rams. Do what you want with it. I think they're good. Clearly, I pick them to win the Super Bowl. And yes, we're keeping our ear to the ground on the Za'Darius Smith stuff. The latest we have from Adam Schefter is he believes the Lions and Browns will find a way to get this done. You add Za'Darius Smith to this team, Super Bowl or bust. Game on. It's the best team in football. They're good in all three phases. This offense is operating at a level that is, I'll give you the numbers again at four. I don't want to like pound people over the head with the data every segment, but it's truly historical. Let's go to Chad, 97.1. Chad, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking the call, guys. Thinking about all this, I try to put it into perspective. And when I put it all into perspective, and you just asked for the Lions that good, and I look back at NFL history, and I go, no one's that good. I mean, think about it. You can look at it, and I hate to be Debbie Downer here, but for me, the only thing that will satisfy me is winning the whole thing. And nothing less will satisfy me. So you look back in history, the 85 Bears. Well, the 85 Bears did get a little lucky in that the Patriots upset the Dolphins because the Dolphins were built to beat them and smoke them during the regular season. Mm-hmm. So if the Dolphins beat the 85 Bears, don't happen. And the two teams we've referenced today, the 99 Rams and 07 Patriots, the 07 Patriots did not win the Super Bowl. The 99 Rams were a yard away from not winning the Super Bowl. That thing is so damn hard to win. Now, do I think they'll keep winning at this clip? No, no one does. Everyone comes back down to earth. It's the NFL. But what concerns me is if you're sizing up this team, if I'm another coach, if I'm a scout, especially if I'm in the Kansas City organization, and I'm sizing up the Lions, they don't have a slight weakness or a weakness where you go, if I had to find a weakness and pick one, it'd be this. They have a glaring weakness. And a team that seems to win the Super Bowl every year, that the league seems hell-bent on making sure that happens, is built to expose that weakness
yes.
from the head coach on down.
Well, and again, I look at it that if I have to face Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or Patrick Mahomes, and I give them all the time they want in the pocket, I'm dead. I have to win a shootout in the high 30s.
Correct. And the thing is, and again, I can't stress it enough, it's not a slight weakness. It is a glaring weakness. And do you want to be sitting here in early February on Monday morning as an organization going, we didn't do the one thing that was so obvious and we just didn't do it and it cost us on Super Bowl Sunday? I can't live with that. They have to address that. And another thing, too, everyone's losing their mind. Look, we might play the Packers two more times. Things change when you play people over and over. If people think we're just going to keep body bagging teams, you don't know the NFL. Like, I love what I'm seeing, but for me, it's like, I don't care. I want to win the Super Bowl. Same thing with Michigan last year. Nothing but winning that Natty would have satisfied me. I sat there with my arms folded and went, finish the deal. And it's the same thing here. They have to address that pass rush. It is eventually going to hurt them when they play the right team with the right coach and the right quarterback that can expose it.
I'm with you. Yeah. Listen, we, Chad, we're simpatico on this. And in this league, I mean, look at how the Rams won the Super Bowl. Aaron Donald blew up two straight huge plays late to seal it for the Rams. Look how the Chiefs won it last year. Chris Jones blowing up Feliciano on that last play. Like, if the Lions don't improve this defensive line room, I'm telling you, it may not pop up now or against the Jags or Colts. Or it will bite you in the ass in the playoffs in a single elimination game where the other guy's got all the time in the world. I'm confident they'll pull a move because if they don't, I just can't. I can't exist like that.
No, because as you stated, you had problems getting to Jordan Love, who was on one leg, and you still, I mean, you got the sack on a screenplay. So, yeah, that's problematic. If those guys are allowed to run around and extend the play and sit back in the pocket for 4 to 5 to 6 seconds, they're going to find an open receiver. Plain and simple.
Big time. Let's go over to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I have, as far as sustainability, I have one comment for offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they have to have a pass rush. That seems to be a consensus. No one's saying they don't. But can I give a little credit to those safeties? I believe we have the best two, maybe three safety combination in this week for versatility and playmaking. I think Branch, Iffy, and Joseph, and even the secondary, the defensive backs are, I think, coming along a little better than I thought. Just give them a little bit of a pass rush to make, you know, the other quarterback not have so much time, and I think defense will be good. But offense, here's how I liken it. And you can tell me if it's a parallel or not, but the Detroit Tiger bullpen and Carrick Skubal, they were perfect. I mean, they were almost perfect for a month, 6 weeks, but, you know, you can only go so far with it. At some point in time, Carrick's going to make a bad pitch or Bobrisky's going to blow a lead, and then you lose a series. But as far as sustainability, I think they can sustain a very high level of real good, if not great, play. But to get defensively, they have to get at least a functional pass rusher to help, because I think Glenn is doing the absolute best he can with what he's got in front of him right now.
He is. But, and again, look, it's the way it ended for the Tigers. And let me be very clear. The Lions are much better than the Detroit Tigers. They are much better built. They have stars. They have real talent. I don't want to comp that out.
Yeah, you won't hear the word fluke
but
at
it'll end,
any point.
It'll end the same way if you don't address this. Because your fatal flaw, unlike baseball, you don't get a 5-game or 7-game set. You get one. You'll get exposed. And I don't think it's fair to anybody in that locker room. I don't think it's fair to Dan Campbell, the coaches, Aaron Glenn. And I sure as hell don't think it's fair for Brad Holmes to undermine himself by not addressing this need. And guys, look, it's not just Aiden. I have said this for weeks now. You have lost four guys in your D-line room. Pecco, Kaminsky, Davenport, Aiden. And now it's a fifth. And I have no idea when Josh Pascal will be back. He is not just, it's not hurt. He is dealing with something that is in related to his cancer battle from a few years ago. And the only quote I have seen is, it's not back, but I had to get it taken care of real quick. Well, he's missed multiple games, and it'll take a little bit for him to ramp back up. The point is, that's five defensive linemen in what should be, on a Super Bowl team, what, an eight-man rotation? Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay.
At least.
So the only three regulars you got left are Reeder, Onzarike, and McNeil, right? Mm-hmm. Not good enough. And even TJ knows, when he comes in, he's talking about Bobby Woo Woo and Mo Muhammad and some of these other guys. Dude, it's not good enough.
No. No. Yeah. Mike, exactly. I mean, you have to be able to roll guys in there, especially because late in the season, when you hit the playoffs, I would say you want to probably have at least a 10-man rotation where you just kind of have two guys that are just there to go in there, because in the fourth quarter, that's money time. You want your guys to be fresh, plain and simple.
248-539-9797. I'm going to get more of the people in the mix. David, I got to be timely, because I know we got to touch the table on some football. We'll get back to you guys shortly, I promise. 97.1. All right, let's go rapid fire, handle non-Lions related issues. Hit the music. Yes, Rico. What can we say?
Well, Michael.
Kurt David, Cignetti dropped our nuts and we wore them as a hat Saturday. Yes, we can say that.
Are we run?
Yeah, we're good. I'm projecting.
All right.
It's okay.
Can we say that James Franklin's days are numbered at Penn State?
Yes. If that school has any spine, you cobble together the money. I don't care how ridiculous it is. If Jimbo can be bought out, James Franklin be bought out. Guy's a loser. Oh, but he wins all the games, except the important ones. He's a buster. Yes.
No, they're keeping him. They're going to keep him when they shouldn't. But they will.
Then they get what they deserve.
Correct.
And they'll be Ohio State and Michigan's pleasure pillow. Good. Okay. These commercials are ruining my life.
I beg you, never set me up with him again.
I'm sorry, Rico.
How many times is that commercial going to play during Monday Night Football tonight? 38.
If I didn't know you better, I would say you were drunk right about now.
Oh, my God, help me. God, get to tomorrow. No more ads.
Can we say that there is no clear-cut favorite for the Big 12 champion?
Yes, because the conference blows. I mean, Iowa State, you're dead now. Kansas State, you're dead now. Utah's been dead for a month. Okie State blows. UCF is primarily quit. You're left with, like, is Colorado who's going to go? They're no good. Awful conference this year.
Right, Colorado doesn't play, and they get a benefit from everyone else losing this week.
The whole conference is fugazi. It's awful. But they better be careful. They got to go out to West Texas, guns up, 2.5-point favorites in Lubbock.
All right, well, can we say, don't do it, that Indiana will be playing Oregon in Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship?
Sure, Rico. I don't care anymore. Sure. No, I'm not going to do it. I think Ohio State beats them. I think this has to stop. It's not that Indiana's that good. It's just their strength of schedule is outside the top 100. Yes, they're burying people. I'll tell you what. I'll change my mind. They drop a bomb on Michigan, then you got my attention. I will be shocked if they bomb Michigan. They may beat them, but embarrass them in a game with condensed possessions? Show me.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be playing Oregon in the Big Ten championship game. I truly believe they'll beat Ohio.
What's the
State
over-under in that game? 86.5?
I would say probably 69-70.5. Mm-hmm. Oregon doesn't like to score as many points as Indiana. Can we? I guess I just have no say-so on this show.
What happened? What's wrong? Oh, you were being serious.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Dave. I'm not a Charlemagne the God fan at
Neither
all.
Am I. It's about the commercial. It's not an endorsement. It's just how many times. Do you know how many times in the World Series I had to hear from him?
I had to hear from him.
Do you know what I mean? Right. All the things that I don't really care about. Fortunately, it all goes away tomorrow.
Does it?
It does.
I hope you're right.
Campaign's over. That's it.
Tomorrow night, it's going to be a gala event, popcorn election where everyone's losing their mind, and Bowling Green CMU on ESPN 8, The Ocho.
I guess, what do you got? That's 8 p.m. commercials in because voting's closed here.
Okay.
Can we say that someone other than Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, or Miami will win the national title?
You said Oregon, Georgia, Miami,
and Ohio State.
I'm going to say no. I hate saying that, but I'm going to say no. I don't think Miami will do it. Their defense is horrible. But the other three, I'll go with it. I hate it, but I'll go with it. David, go ahead.
You did not include Texas, so I'm going to go someone else will win it.
Okay.
Yes.
A little NFL action. Guys, the way it's looking, at first I put this in there being facetious, but now I'm starting to believe it. Can we say that the Bills will clinch their division by Thanksgiving?
Yes. The Dolphins, yikes. The Patriots, yikes. And the Jets, I know that was a cute little win, but yikes.
Right,
I could see them losing in the desert this week.
I think they got like a 4 or 5 game lead already.
Thanksgiving.
They're going to clinch by next week. It's this division is it's really bad.
I'm joking. Like, oh, they're going to wait.
But that was the secret to the sauce for the Patriots for so long.
It was.
They would go 6-0 in that division because the division was largely butt.
Can we finally say that maybe the Commanders are no longer that cute team? Maybe we should start putting a little respect on their name?
I've been waiting for you guys. You know where I stand on that. Yes. Jaden Daniels, he's the unicorn. It ain't stopping.
I'm going to say no. As long as Saquon continues to jump backwards over defenders, then the Eagles still have a shot.
But hold on.
No, yes, seriously, yes.
Okay, I was going to say.
Due to Dak being out for a few weeks, can we say that the Cowboys will now tank for the rest of the season for a draft pick?
I have no idea. While Jerry Jones says things look bleak, he still says he likes what he has in Mike McCarthy. Rico, I have no idea what is going on. Sure, they'll tank. They can't draft a QB. What are you tanking for? Travis Hunter? Is that what you're doing?
No, or just like a skill position player like Travis Hunter or the best defensive player that's out there.
Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, I don't quite know what the Dallas Cowboys are going to do.
They would actually go for Jeanty. That's a Jerry Jones move.
Thanks.
Well, just a few hours ago, he was saying they're going to make a deal at the deadline to improve. What? And then the news comes out about his quarterback even being worse than they thought. So I don't know what Dallas is going to do.
They're going to go get Bryce Young?
Can we say MSU's got to get serious about NIL or we should close the stadium? David?
It's a great place to be on a Saturday if you want to just hang out somewhere.
Giving.
Wow.
Go ahead. What else? Yeah, right.
Do they want to be a have or just an also-ran?
So you agree with that thought process. I hate the whole sport at this point, but I'm saying you do have to choose.
You do. And we to simplify it,
thanks,
yes, they do need to upgrade. But just spending money doesn't mean you're going to win.
No, you got to spend it smartly.
I do think that whoever comes up with the college football version of Moneyball equation will be a rich man.
So we need Bo Brisky is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Bob Salmon.
Yeah.
Pete Gunther.
Yeah, we need that guy that says, you know what, go get that third string tackle from, you know, the Citadel, and he's going to come in there and be the man.
So you mean be competent?
Yes.
Got it.
Can we say that the Chargers are sneaky good?
No. No. When I look at some of the teams they've beaten, I can't get there. Look, Harbaugh's going to do a good job there because it's what he does. But no, sneaky good? Like, no, I don't see them beating anyone of relevance in the AFC. No, for me.
No, the Chargers are like what the Broncos were. They were gaining wins on bad teams, and then they play someone good, and now you know who they really are. The Chargers are not a good team. Okay.
Can we say that the return of Christian McCaffrey could turn the table in the NFC West?
No, he's going to blow his Achilles out Sunday.
Not even close.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No.
Dude, coming back from this injury, this is silly. I'm telling you, there's a real risk he has a catastrophic Achilles event. I don't like this for you at all. I'd hold him out, but they've opened his practice window.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. He's practicing this week. I would have brought him back in December.
If he is run CMC, all systems go, you could be right. But, Rico, I just have such doubts with that type of injury.
I would have brought him back probably the week before you play the Lions. But that's just me.
Or the week after Thanksgiving.
Can we say that the NFL needs to find some type of unity when it comes to the targeting rule? Because I saw so many hits that were targeting nothing.
When Keon Coleman got hit, that was worse than what Branch
did. But yet Max Crosby gets hit with a flag for hitting Joe Burrow. And I'm like, dude, no one heard the whistle. Chill out. It's not that personal. Rico, yes. College football, pro football, we need like a symposium. What is a tackle? Presentation by Kenny Cott.
But at least for college, even if you don't agree with it, it's like, okay, it was helmet contact. It's universally, it's bad, but at least I know immediately. For the NFL, because the whole time for Brian Branch, I'm thinking to myself, wait, he's going to stay in the game? There it is. He just got kicked out.
Well, it also doesn't help when you MF the refs and double bird the crowd.
I've heard that.
That, you know, those are not, those are frowned upon in this establishment.
But what does Charlamagne the God have to say?
No. See, we were just poking fun at a political ad and you got all angry. So I'm not going to have David do that no more.
So
look what you did. He's all scared over there now.
Go ahead, David.
No.
Go ahead, David.
No, go ahead.
Oh, good.
That's. Sure. Can we say that Blitz 97-1?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.